Hey, Pittsburgh. There are some incredibly creative people around our city, and we're here to meet them, learn what they do, and how they create. I'm Alan Fear, and this is the Pittsburgh Creators Podcast. Welcome back. This is the Pittsburgh Creators Podcast. I'm Alan Fear, and today we have a absolutely fantastic guest. Super, super excited to be in the studio today with Feral Cat. Well, how are you doing today?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Very, very well. For our listeners who may not be familiar with your work, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're up to, what you do?
Well, I am a saxophone player, musician, composer, and producer. I've been working in Pittsburgh on and off either as a hired gun, as a person with a band and original music for about a decade, working with various artists ranging from R&B, hip-hop, to jazz, to pop, to soul, to whatever else hired guns get asked to do.
Yeah, right.
In 2019, I debuted a project called Feral Cat. It was eponymous. With that, I kind of debuted a sound that I'd been gestating, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, for a little while, because I came from a background where I was I was involved in a lot of like rock bands and stuff in high school, pop punk, metalcore, things like that. And I kind of wanted to do something like that, but continue on with the saxophone as my lead instrument. And so this birthed a sound. Plus, I had a couple of triggers, like getting to play on stage with one of my favorite bands and things like that.
Yeah.
And then when the pandemic hit, kind of slowed down quite a bit. We weren't afforded the same opportunities we were before as a band. And I took up production a little bit more heavily and started working on lo-fi records and a couple of just different styles of relatively simple production that I can play off of my more compositional ear. And so I've created a library for myself outside of the band of solo music.
To hear saxophone in the context of a lot of your music is really, really interesting. Was that something that was kind of like pre-thought out, or was that something that like kind of just happened naturally?
Well, so when I first started kind of playing in my own group, I had a group called East End Mile, and it was very much a collaborative effort. And within that group, there were so many different influences that just came into it. Like our bass player was very classic rock oriented. Our drummer was very pop punk oriented. Our pianist was very much into Bill Evans.
And, right.
And so we kind of all came into it, and I guess that created sort of a natural spark from being in that band into just like when you get certain influences together, just let it go and something cool comes out of it.
Right.
For my own music as Feral Cat, I want to say the trigger was getting to play with that band. The band was called Sorority Noise, and it was a Midwest emo band that I was just very invested in. I was very interested in. And I became friends with the lead singer, and on their last tour, weirdly enough, the lead singer invited me to play on stage, and the kind of like confluence of sounds was just really exciting to me. Just like feeling the energy of like really dark driven drums and guitars. And I didn't want to be a singer. So I wanted the background that I got from that group.
Right.
And while still playing to my strengths as a saxophone player, like this is what I put my 10,000 hours in, and this is where I feel my voice is my voice is the most honest, and I can carry a little bit more, and I can like sing over melodies with the saxophone. So it kind of came out of a necessity almost, but also because I liked the idea of not just general defiance.
Yeah, right, you know?
Like, this is a sound that I want to exist, and I didn't know it did. So tell you to make it.
So can you tell us a little bit about how you came to Pittsburgh? You're originally from New Jersey, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I came to Pittsburgh in 2010 to study engineering at Carnegie Mellon. And I mean, I graduated. I went through with my degree, but all the while I had a minor in music. I was studying like recording and spent a lot more time in the studio than pretty much anywhere else, save for maybe the practice spaces, you know?
Yeah, right, right.
I realized like I put a lot of energy into music and I put the bare minimum energy into my engineering studies.
Yeah.
So once I got the degree, I got a job as a chemist at PPG, but all the while I had a band too for a while. We went on a couple of tours. We were rehearsing every week. We were playing out. Uh-huh. And then I got laid off from that job and I was pretty much in limbo for about a year, somewhere between unemployment and very terrible serving jobs. And eventually just kind of stuck around because I started to get music work. It felt like an opportunity to build my skill set while without working crazy hard to build connections because I was already building them kind of simultaneously.
Well, how do you feel Pittsburgh impacts your creativity or what you're doing currently?
At times, I feel relatively unsupported in my kind of like endeavor to do something new. It feels like there's a lot of pressure from different camps to not necessarily stay in your lane, but like
conform in some ways.
Yeah. Like these are the kinds of people that are getting gigs or these are the kind of people that are getting to perform at this kind of thing. And it sounds kind of like something that someone else has made. And I mean, I recognized from the very beginning that the work I was making didn't necessarily have a built-in audience.
Right.
You know? Here in Pittsburgh, like physically I'll play out and, let's say I've been doing some solo performances where I bring my backing tracks and a laptop and I play for about 2 to 3 hours at various locations. And I enjoy it because I get to play original music, but I don't really get the same feedback.
Right.
Like I really want more critical feedback on what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I feel like what I get a lot of is just like kind nods.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And honestly, what it feels like but I'm making assumptions here is that there's not a lot of folks that understand anything of what I'm doing.
Right, right.
And then within that, it becomes hard to have a conversation because they're like, wow, that was really cool. I have no idea what you did.
Let's take a quick break to talk about this podcast and how you can support our endeavors to showcase Pittsburgh's creators. The Pittsburgh Creators Podcast is supported by the Pittsburgh Creators Project. You can learn more at www.pittsburghcreators.org. If you know a creator we should speak to, let us know. Reach out through our website for more information about how you can sponsor an episode and keep hearing from creatives in Pittsburgh. And now, let's get back to the interview. I could imagine, and again, I don't want to give away too much, especially for anyone who hasn't really dug into the music too deep yet, but you have a big influence from like video game music and there's a huge culture there. How have you kind of assimilated that musical style or even compositionally? Because we've talked a lot about performance so far. Mm-hmm. How do you make that a part of your whole package as far as what you're creating musically?
More often than not, I pull influence into something that I'm doing stylistically with Feral Cat in the Wild.
Yeah.
And or my own solo music.
Yeah.
So most of the time it's because video games are an immersive medium. Like while I'm experiencing it or while I'm playing the game, I start to think kind of on a more meta scale of how am I feeling, what emotions are being evoked while I'm doing this activity and listening to this soundtrack.
Yeah.
I'm partial to certain styles of game music, typically from Japanese role-playing games.
Yeah.
It just feels like there's a lot of emphasis on kind of like the emotional end of how to do that and how the music pairs with a story that you are a part of as well.
That was one of the first things when I listened to your music, almost like the djent guitars behind it and big drums and big synth sounds were the same that you would experience in a video game. Going on the video game thing, I noticed there was kind of a shift
a little bit, and you had mentioned this earlier about the lo-fi music. Mm-hmm. Was in it, it sounds like that was around the pandemic.
Yeah.
Was that of necessity, or is it something you always had on your back burner, or was it something that you were like, no, this is the direction I kind of want to go for myself in terms of just being able to create music, you know, without an entire ensemble behind you?
It was mostly that. We were all in relative isolation, and I wanted a means to continue, you know, creating something, as most of us were looking for these avenues. And I had started learning Logic Pro back when I first wrote the Feral Cat EP, just basically to put down parts. I mean, I know how to notate, you know, I know how to write sheet music, but I also understood that I actually didn't want to have bandmates that necessarily worked off of sheet music.
Yeah, right.
Like, I wanted folks, and I, that's what I sought out, was people who were in either like a genre adjacent or something where you come from it stylistically, as opposed to like with the full knowledge and the full thing.
But
during the pandemic, I started getting a little bit deeper into the production end. The first few things that I would work on, let's say, was a lo-fi rendition of one of my Feral Cat songs.
Oh, gotcha.
And so it was just taking that, slowing it down, and figuring out what those pieces were, and I found that I enjoyed it. So I kept making, and I thought to myself, I'm just kind of in an iteration phase right now, trying to build up these skills, trying to get a little bit better. And then by the next year, I felt confident enough to start releasing some of the music. My production game went up a little bit, my mixing and things like that. And yeah, it felt like a natural progression of what I was already kind of working through on the computer, at the very least.
Gotcha.
And I knew I could record in a house without having it to be like super well treated if I'm doing like lo-fi music.
Yeah,
and you can hear, you know, I'll do my little fixes in post, but for the most part, it was something that's like, how can I make music simply and without necessarily need, like, I really wanted to do these things for myself,
right,
as opposed to the music I was making with Feral Cat and Feral Cat in the Wild, because I wanted that music to be explosive and in front of people. And this was sort of the opposite end of the spectrum, like something more introspective, that's more about me growing and learning these bits.
So what does that process look like for just getting it down? Like, do you do scratch tracks, or how's that work for you?
A melody or a leitmotif will just get stuck in my head, and I'm like, sing it out so you don't forget it. I'll sing it out into the voice notes, usually scat some sort of underpinning arrangement. Then after I have that idea down, I might have several ideas in my voice notes. Really kind of depends on the day I've given myself to get on the computer and flesh something out. So by that point in time, I will listen back to my voice note, throw that melody into Logic, giving it either a synth lead, or sometimes I will record myself into it. Just to, you know, give it more humanity. And build out the arrangement from there. Before I know it, sometimes in as little as 5 or 6 hours, I've got something that I like.
Do you set aside time like daily to work, or is it like a grind, like 24/365?
Oh no, I'm very much not in a writing phase right now, because I've been working on producing a much larger work that I've been working on for the last 3 years, I want to say. So there are points where I'm really into writing, and it'll just be like a month and a half, 2 month, 3 month binge of just putting ideas down. And then I guess right now I'm kind of in a performance mode, and it happens a little bit more during the summer because I get asked to play more. So more time is spent either learning music, or I'm some time spent just preparing for the gigs and preparing for the shows, all the while I'm working on finalizing this record. So at the end of the day, I would like to be writing more. But when I am in a writing phase, it's more often than not, I wake up somewhere between 6 and 7:30 and go straight to my computer, won't eat anything, won't right. think about any human needs whatsoever. It's not very healthy yeah. because by the time noon comes around, I'm like, I'm hungry, anxious, and tired. Uh-huh. And you could have avoided this by just grabbing a cup of coffee and a bagel right before you started. But unfortunately, I've gotten into the black hole of composition uh-huh. and now I'm working on details and my body has suffered.
So speaking about healthy habits, what are some things that you do to kind of reinvigorate or continue like the creative spark, but also just like from a you know, psychological or mental perspective, what are some things that you do to keep going?
Up until about 2 months ago, where the pool that I was going to closed, I would go swimming almost every morning.
Yeah.
For about an hour, and that was really my meditation. Because
yeah.
I'm just running laps and mm-hmm. trying to stay out of my own head. Sometimes I'm thinking about what is going on for the rest of the day and I just try and cut it out. But and then bike riding. So exercise oftentimes is like my release from doing any of these things. But
right.
I don't necessarily have a keen regiment right now. I'm trying to switch things up.
Yeah.
So
in terms of inspiration, where do you find inspiration?
On the couch.
Yeah.
I'm just a consummate consumer of media and uh-huh. video games.
Yeah. So for our listeners who may be listening to this later on, we're recording this in the summer of 2023. What's the future look like for Feral Cat right now?
Well, we are releasing, so I think it'll come out after the podcast, or before the podcast. But the band Feral Cat in the Wild are releasing our first full-length album called Disassembly. It was first premiered at the New Hazlitt Theater with a multidisciplinary project where I created a story around it. So right now I'm in phases of kind of developing more story content uh-huh. to go along with what already exists musically. But the record release is November 3rd of this year. And we'll have a record release party at Spirit. And I'm very excited because this feels like the culmination of a lot of different ideas and works kind of uh-huh. all together. And it feels like a veritable expression of who I am and what has happened musically over the last few years. Outside of that, I plan on continuing to work on... So I make a lo-fi EP record, like 5 to 7 songs every year.
Yeah.
It is my sort of compositional / production check-in for the year.
Uh-huh.
It is, you should be able to, and I don't necessarily like the should part of any conversation.
Right.
But I should be able to write music on the spot. Or rather just, I don't want to burn that skill out of being able to write something out of necessity and not just out of kind of like a dream and a melody.
Right.
So I want that skill and I want to continue building that skill. So I do it through making these lo-fi records. So there will be another one next year. And I'm working on an expansion of one of my older tracks for Wind Symphony.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, being a wind player, do you feel like your music fits into that that orchestrational palette pretty well? Or?
Yeah, and from the beginning, from first getting on that stage and performing with the band at Feral Cat, I kind of looked at my high school self
yeah.
and my middle school self.
Uh-huh.
It was like, wow, I wish I could have done this then.
Yeah.
Not to say that I'm not proud of myself now. It's more like, wouldn't it have been great if I had the opportunity to play with my friends from the rock bands? Although I'm sure music like this exists. I think I would have wanted as a middle schooler, high school instrumental band kid
uh-huh.
and seeing if we can, you know, get some of those really great musicians that kind of work in the fringes because they don't play one of these styles of instruments.
Right.
So,
where can we continue to follow you?
Well, so both the band and my solo work have a Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok.
Uh-huh.
So it's Feral Cat is FreeralCat. That's my main account. on any of those platforms, it's the same. And then Feral Cat Band or Feral Cat in the Wild on Twitter or Instagram, respectively. So they have their own things. You can also, you can listen to us on any of the streaming platforms. They all exist.
Yeah.
And I do have a website, feralcat.com with the E replaced with a 3.
Well, thank you very much again for our conversation this afternoon. Really, really looking forward to all the work that's coming up. And it was an absolute pleasure to have you on. And thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
The Pittsburgh Creators Podcast is supported by the Pittsburgh Creators Project. You can learn more at www.pittsburghcreators.org. If you know a creator we should speak to, let us know by contacting us through our website. The podcast is produced and theme composed by Robert Traw. Thanks to Red Cayman Studios here in Pittsburgh. All episodes were recorded and edited at Red Cayman. I'm Alan Fear, and this is the Pittsburgh Creators Podcast. We'll see you next time.